Pirates cut the bottom of Gimel and Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, Yivama nikneis b'biya. That Yivama can be acquired through biya. So what I want to know, b'biya minolin. How do you know that biya works by Yivama? So Amar Kama, the Pasuk says, Yivama yivolada v'lachacha lo leisha. That Yivama, you know, then has biya with her, and he acquires her, takes her as a wife. So when it says, v'ema l'kula milta kisha. Why don't we say, if he's lachado lisha, that he can make her into a full-fledged wife, when we say full-fledged wife, that means that he can use any of the vehicles or processes that are used by a wife to generate kiddushin, should work by yivama. It says, lo saka da'atcho, titanya, if a b'raisa yocho yehe kesef ushtar gomrim ba, kederach shabia gomeret ba, you would think that kesef and shtar work with a yivama, just like the way bia works with her. Tamalomar, yivama, bia gomeret ba, ve'en kesef ushtar gomrim ba. Right, so the term, or the extra term of yivama teaches us that bia works, but no other process of kiddushin works by yivama. Well, let us say, the word v'yibma doesn't teach you that yibum can be solely accomplished through bia, but rather yibma is an inclusive term for bia, that bia can be, or yibma can be accomplished even against her will. So, as opposed to kesev shtar, it can only be done willingly, but bia can be done unwillingly with regards to a yibama. Im kein le'makra v'yibam. Or without vibam, without a hey, my vibma, that you learn both of these items out. Number one, that a yivama can be acquired against her will, a bi'al kocha, which we've learned in other places, that a, whether it's shogeg, mezid, ones, any type of bia will acquire a yivama. And number two, that yivama can be only acquired through bia, solely through bia, and not through kesef and shtar. So now we said that a yivama can be acquired through bia, and she can be removed, or she can regain her own, call it ownership, or her own control over herself with chalitza and the death of the yavam. So Mar says, Minolan, how do you know that chalitza works? Dichtiv, v'nikrash mo b'Yisrael beit chalutza na'al. Because it says, at the end of the parasha of Yibum, that when he performs, when the potential Yavam performs chalitza, it says that his name will be called in Yisrael beit chalutza na'al. Came in shechalatzba na'al, as soon as he removes the shoe, hutra the whole Yisrael. She becomes muteret to all of Yisrael. So, hi Yisrael, hachi hu da'ato? Is that really what this Yisrael is being used for? I mean, by like in the tiny of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, we need this for another braisa, Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Yisrael, the Beis Din Shel Yisrael, the chalitza can only be formed by a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, but love Beis Din, our Gemara reads Shel Ot Eikochavim, but the Masorat HaShatz amends it to read, but Beis Din Shel Geirim. Because otherwise, what's the Havim, you know, that it should work in a Beis Din Shel Geirim, but rather, it has to be a Beis Din Shel Yisrael, not a Beis Din Shel Geirim. Exactly that. Beis Din Shel Geirim. Beis Din comprised of Geirim. So I don't know what the Svara is. So Mar says, Shrei be Yisrael Ktive. That's not a problem. We have the word Yisrael appears twice in the parsha because it says what we have now, which is when Vinikrash Shmo Yisrael Beit Chalutzan Al. And it also says the additional time in the parsha, it says Vakim Lachim Shem be Yisrael. So you have two times it's written Yisrael. One Yisrael is for the exclusion of the Beit Din Shel Gerim. And the other Yisrael will teach us that he came in Shin Nechlatz Hutra the Yisrael. And once the Chalitz is performed, should be Muteret Chol Yisrael. So V'abchatim Yibayilei L'Kitzitanya. Well, so now you have two Yisraels. We have three drushes, because we have an additional drusha with the word Yisrael. Am Rabbi Yehuda Pamachat Ha'inu Yoshim L'Fnei Rabbi Tarfon Uvata Yivama L'Chlotz. We had a case where we were sitting by Rabbi Tarfon, and Yavama came to perform chalitza. V'amar lano, anu kuchem v'amru. All of you should answer chalutza now, chalutza now. That all of you, meaning that v'nikrash shmo b'Yisrael, implies that everybody who's present or everybody there must say, right, chalutza now. The fact that we learned that out from Yisrael. So Moses says, no, we don't learn that out from Yisrael. We learned that out. How v'nikrash shmo nafka? We don't learn that from Yisrael, but v'nikrash shmo is a demand on anybody present to call him, right, chalutza now. And therefore, we have the two Yisroels. One Yisroel be used for not based in Shel Gerim. One Yisroel be used to teach us once Chalitza is performed, she's Muteret Yisrael. And the last fact that everybody's present must say Chalitza now, we learned that out from V'nikra Shmo, which is in the plural form that anybody present must say Chalitza now. And the other thing that allows a Yavam, Yavama, to regain her own control is Mita de Yavam, the death of the Yavam. Mar says, Minalan, how do we know that the death of the Yavam works? Kav Chomer. When it comes to a regular marriage, right, there's a extramarital affair will result in a punishment of chenek, and despite that, mitat habal matirata, the death of the husband, as we learned right yesterday, allows the woman to go free. Then, the restriction of yivama to marry or engage with a third party is simply a lav. Then, Lokoshkin, certainly death should allow her to go free. Marigba says, well, how can you compare Ezidish to Yivama? Male Ezidish, can you Yotza beget? Tomar Zush and Yotza beget? How can you compare them? Ezidish has another kula, which is that get works by her to free her, which is not true by Yivama. Marigba says, well, Yivama also has a kula. Hanami Yotza bekalitza. So we find, by Isha, a regular woman, a regular marriage, you have get. Over here you have chalitza. So Mar says, Elamala Ishid Ish Shukain Osra Matira. Right, so no, the ruining or the pircha on the Kal V'Chomer is not the fact that an Ishid Ish also has a get, but rather Ishid Ish is the person who makes her asura, the husband, who is the one who initially made her asur, is the one who dies and allows her to go be free. But over here, what happens? The person who dies is the Yavam. He's not the one who generated the Isur for this woman. The Isur was generated by his brother, right, who married her in the first place. So the one who's dying is not the one who generated the Isur. So maybe they should be different for that reason. So Amar Rav Ashi, Hanami Usra Matira. Over here too, the one who makes her Asur, the one who's being Matir. Why? Yavam Usra. Who makes her Asura here? The one who makes her Asura here is the Yavam, because if there was no Yavam here, she would be like any other woman who's married, and her husband dies, and she goes free. So the one who, her husband died, he freed her. The one who's locking her in right now is the Yavam, the fact that there is a Yavam here. The fact that there is a Yavam locks her in, he dies, then the one who's Osra is also Matira. So Yavam Osra, Yavam Sharila, because the Yavam is the one who restricts her here, so the Yavam is also the one who makes her Muteret. Well, it says, hey, Eishid Ishi Yotza B'chalitza Mikal V'chomer. Okay, see, now maybe that Kal V'chomer works well. How about the other way? And Eishid Ish should go free with Chalitza. Uma Yivama Sheinu Yotza B'get. Yivama does not have the ability to go free with a get. Yotza B'chalitza. Yet Chalitza works. Zush Yotza B'get. Einu Den Shi Yotza B'chalitza. It shouldn't be that a regular woman should be able to use Chalitza as a means for gaining freedom from her husband. Hamakra, Sefer Kritut, so we've had this before, this Russia, that the Pasuk says that a woman may go free or may be released by a Sefer Kritut. Kritut, Sefer Korta, Bein Daver Achar Korta. That a Sefer, meaning that a get works and nothing else works by a woman to free her. So Mar says, well, say, Yivama Yotza B'get Mikal V'Chomer, the other way around. Let's say that the Yivama should go free with a get from a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Yishid Yishchein Yotza B'Chalitza. A regular married woman can't use chalitza. Yotza beget, nevertheless, again works. Zushi yotza bechalitza, and Odin she yotza beget. She also go free with a get. Amakra kacha. The pasuk says kacha, which is kacha ikuva. That's the ikuva, meaning that once we say by a yivama, right, that kacha, right, is an ikuv. That's the only way it works. So then we say that we can't learn out a Kal V'Chomer when you have an ikuv. So now Gemara challenges this basic premise that as soon as you have a kacha or an ikuv, that you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer. Is that really true? Is it true whenever we have a limiting factor that we don't darshan a Kal V'Chomer? We have by Yom HaKippur. Right, it says by the the Goral, it says the word v'chuka, and v'chuka would be a limiting factor. That means that everything is ma'akiv over there. V'tanya, we have an additional brisa that says, v'sochotat, that the pasuk says elsewhere that he makes it into chatat, a goral also chatat, v'en Hashem also chatat, right, that the lottery makes into a chatat, and not the shame, not the kriyat Hashem on the animal makes into chatat. Sheyachol, because I would have had it. Halo dinu, it would have been a kav v'chomer. Umama kom shlo kidesh agoral kidesh Hashem. In other places, whenever you're makdish karbanot, in other places, right, you have to do it by saying, this is kodesh, this is a chatas, this is an olah. And yet, a goral, in those instances, wouldn't do anything to make those animals kodesh. Makom shekidesh a goral, here by Yom HaKippurim, where the pasuk says that the goral will work to make it into a korban, or a chatas l'Hashem, enu din shekidesh Hashem. Certainly, if you sickly call it chatas l'Hashem, then it should work. So I have the exclusionary pasuk that says vasau chatat, that I mean into chatat. A goral will say chatat, then Hashem will say chatat. That's a limiting factor, that the goral makes into a chatat and nothing else. The time did not take well. It's only because we had a pasuk to say that you shouldn't learn this kav v'chomer that we say you don't learn the kav v'chomer. Allah chachi, had it not been for this kav v'chomer, tashin and kav v'chomer, achav agav diktiv bechuka. Even though by Yom HaKippurim is a limiting factor of chuka, which says that everything in Yom HaKippurim is ma'akev, nevertheless, we're willing to learn a kav v'chomer from regular kodshim, from regular karbanot. So you see, just because you have an exclusionary factor in Ikuba doesn't limit you from learning things for Kav HaChomer into that Seder, into the Seder Yom HaKippurim. So it's also over here. Just because we have the word Kocha by a Yuvama, that should not be a limiting factor from us learning Kav HaChomer from a regular Isha, that gets should work also by a Yuvama. So where it says, Amar Kro Allah, La v'lo yivama, that the pasuk says the cut of la sacred kitut. So the word law is limiting the fact that law works for a regular wife, but not for a yivama. Very good. The aim of law lishma. Then we already use the cut of la. La means that it must be lishma, right? According to the Rabbi Elezer, who says that the cut of law is referring to the ktivat haget and not to the ktivat ha'idim, right? Rabbi Meir holds that the chatimat ha'idim is what generates the get. The cut of is going on chatimat ha'idim. The cut of law, according to Rabbi Elezer, says it's going on the ktivat haget and not the chatimat ha'idim, because ha'idim is sira karte. Therefore, law is used lishma. So if you use law lishma, how can you use it for law below the yivama? So it's rei law ktive. So that's because we have two laws written in the pasuk, meaning that the word law appears twice. So since it appears twice, it's okay, meaning that it's enough. Because we have the two cut of law, v'sanei shachron cut of law. Meaning that in the parsha of Gittin, we have that he divorces her, she marries another party, and then that party also wants to write her again. So we have the word law that appears twice. So therefore, if we have it appear twice, we can use one law for lishma and one law for lovi yoma. My sister, katim yibayit, chad law lishma, v'idach law, v'lo law v'chaverta, which we also had in Gittin. Remember, we had a get that you can't use a get for multiple women. At the end of the Gittin, we learned together that you can't have a single get be used to divorce multiple women. So if that's the case, we already use the other law. We use one law to shema and one law to teach you that you can't divorce multiple women with a get. Here seems to indicate, which is interesting, because the way Rashi went over here also, when you say below law, below the chartar, da shishmotan shavim, shem shavim nashim mitkashot miget echad.
It has to be for this specific woman.
The drasha, right? This drasha, right? Exactly. The drasha in Gittin is slightly different than what Rashi says here. Rashi says that the drasha is that you can't use this get that has the same woman's name. You can't use it for two women. But the drasha in Gittin is law below the chaverta was that you can't use a single document. That even if you have multiple women written in a single document, you can't divorce multiple women with la v'lo l'chaverta. So I don't know why Rashi doesn't quote that the way we use it in Maragiti, but it seems to be two different limudim. One limud is right? La, that you can only use it for her, lishma, means like what you're suggesting, that law for her, lishma, seems like, of course you can't use it for another woman. But the limit in gittin is slightly different, which is that you can't, even when you write both women's names, you can't use a single get document to divorce them, unless they are separated out. I mean, that you need a separate, at least, tokef haget, right? A torah forget that it should be...
One woman.
Right. But each woman must have their own specific writing of the get. Yeah, Ella Markra, now. So now in Midachin Alo. The Pasuk says now, so that now is the functional way to dismiss a Yivamah, and no other way. So behind now, the Hafi Udato. No, this is what we use the word now for. We have another direction for the word now. Hami Bailik, Titania. Na'alo. It says his now. Namely, Ella Na'alo. Now, so called Adam and Ali. How do we know he can use, for doing Khalifa, that he has to use his shoe? How do we know that he can use anybody else's shoe? Tamalomer, now. Now riba, that the word now teaches you that anybody's shoe is valid. King came, my tamadomer na'alo. So then why does it say his shoe? If anybody's shoe is good, why does it say it in the, you know, the possessive form that it's his shoe? So na'alo haro uivo. Na'alo means not necessarily that it's his shoe, but a shoe that fits him. Right, prat the gadol shein yochol lalechbo. It's so big that he can't walk in it. The cut and shein chofetz rovel glow, or that it's so small that it doesn't cover the, you know, move the majority of his foot. Prat the mesulim, that it's worn down shein lo ikev, the point where it's missing its sole, right, missing its heel. But in gain if tover cut now, my hanau shmami natarte, that the extra hey in the word hanau teaches us that you actually have multiple limudim here. Not only do you have, right, Beit Chalutza now, right, the word now comes to teach you hanau. Now, one now teaches you that anybody's shoe is good. Hanau teaches you that only a now works by Yivama and not anything else. And again, the ne'alo that we have is, teaches you that it has to be his shoe, means it has to fit him, not that it has to literally be his shoe. Alright, next Mishnah, new Mishnah. So at the beginning we said that there is a hekesh between Eved Ivri and Isha. So over here, in the new Mishnah here, the Mishnah is going to continue now with an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, nikne b'kesef u'bishtar, v'kona etzema u'bishanimu v'yol v'giron kesef. So an Eved Ivri can be acquired through money, or a shtar, and he can reacquire himself either through shanim, meaning if he works for the 6 years, right? The Eved Ivri is... Maybe it's an Eved Ivri for 6 years, if he goes, at the end of the 6 years he goes free, right? Or be Yovel. If the Yovel shows up within those 6 years, the Yovel frees him, right? Ubi Giron Kesef. And he can be brought back for a deduction, a diminution on, in the money that was paid for him originally. And basically you take the purchase price, divide it by six, and whatever amount he's worked, if he is able to come up with the amount of money to buy himself out for the remaining value, then he can purchase himself back. A Jewish maidservant is, in addition to that, has other things. First of all, that she's able to, in addition to these ways of freeing herself, she will also, if she comes of age, be free. So that's what we learned before, that once she reaches, becomes a gadolah, then she automatically goes free. So hanirza, now what happens in Eved Ivri, right? What?
She's going
to, right, Nara is because it becomes, she's a gadolah, right? I mean that...
No, it's supposed to be a get,
right, but, right. Not as opposed to gadolah, right? Hanirza, in Eved Ivri, who stayed beyond his 6 years, had Nirza, had his ear pierced to the door and stayed alive. So now, Nikne Beritziah, how does he become acquired to the Ban, the Adonis, because he performed, right, Nirza. The Konet, that's Mo, Biovel, Mitata Adon. And then he can reacquire himself either through the Yovel, because it says there, Adolam, we dash an Adolam to be the Olam Shel Yovel, so that he is freed by the Yovel, or if his master dies. His master dies, then he goes free. So now let's start, the Gemara is going to go through each one of these and deduct it. Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef Nialan. How do you know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through money? How do you know that? It says that a Jewish slave can be acquired with money. So you see that it can be acquired with money. So now the problem is, where's that pasuk written? That pasuk is written at the end of Vayikra. And that's describing a Jew who sells himself into slavery to a non-Jew. That means the Gemara says, Ashkan Eviri, Anim Kalovit Kochavim. So now I know that a Jewish slave can sell himself to a non-Jew with kesef, pass, so why does that apply? So what? So if he can, not you can do it, why can't a Jew also acquire it in that manner? Because the way, the general kinyan of a non-Jew is through kesef. Yisrael, we know it. How do you know that works by Yisrael? That over kachavim, the reason kesef might work by an Eved Ivri is because kesef is a unique way that a over kachavim can produce or a kinyan. So here Rashi describes it. What does it mean that whole kinyan over kesef? Rashi says that a kinyan of over kachavim should no nemar bar mishicha b'talkan el b'Yisrael. That an over kachavim cannot acquire using mishicha. It can't use a regular kinyan. Regular for metaltum, you can't use a regular kinyan mishicha. You can only use a kinyan of kesef. So since he can only use a kinyan of kesef, maybe that's why he can acquire an eved ivri with kesef. But a Jew, a regular Jew who's trying to acquire an eved ivri, can use mishicha. Maybe kesef will not work there. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Over here, Rabbeinu Tam says that if you do this, it happens to be machlokas in both mitzvah between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether ma'ot konot mitoraisa. Does money work mina Torah to acquire items? According to Rabbi Yochanan, money works. Dvar Torah ma'ot konot. And he uses this word, miyat amitecha, to teach you that a non-Jew can acquire through mashicha, can acquire through a kinyan mashicha. And we know when it comes to machokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, then we believe in general that an Ovi Kachavim can make a kinyan mashicha. So what do you mean that kinyan kesef? What is Rashi saying that an Ovi Kachavim can't make a kinyan mashicha over here? And he brings other proofs from other Gemaras that mashicha does work by Ovi Kachavim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, this is how you explain the word here. But he doesn't work by shtar. I mean, the kesef works by an Ovi Kachavim, and shtar does not work by a Ovi Kachavim. And that shtar doesn't work and will not work neither by an Eved Ivri nor by karka. Ovi Kachavim doesn't have the kinyan of shtar. Now why is this important? What can you know the chametz? Aside from commerce, but it comes up every year. Every year when you sell your chametz, right, you have to figure out a way to get the goy to make a kinyan chametz. Right, so that's why whenever they sell chametz to a goy, they use multiple kinyanim in order to do this, to avoid these problems. If different rishonim believe that ovik chavim, right? Can he do it? Does a kinyan mishicha work? Does a kinyan chalipin work? Does a kinyan kesef work? Does a kinyan star work? Right, so all of these are questionable in terms of what works, which kinyan works by an ovik chavim. And therefore, whenever they sell the chametz to ovik chavim, they perform all of these kinyanim in order to not have the problem of possibly that one of these kinyanim would not work by the Ovi Kachavim, right? So now the Gemara wants to continue. No. Nimkal Yisrael Minolam. How do you know that when you sell it to Yisrael, how do we know that it works with Kesef? Amakra v'hafteh lo niftata. That she was not redeemed. Melameid shemigaret pijuna v'yotza. That you can reduce the purchase price and buy herself out. Wait, if she can buy herself out, that implies that there was a purchase price. I mean, it indicates that money was used to acquire over here. So Mar says, wait, where is hafteh lo niftata written? That's written in the Parsha Mishpatim by Amma Ashkechan Amma Yivriya. That's written by an Amma Yivriya. A woman in general can be acquired in Kiddushin with Kesef. So make number Kesef. So therefore an Amma Yivriya can be acquired through Kesef. Eved Ivri, you know it. Then how do you know it works by an Eved Ivri? So again, so far we have a limud that a Eved Ivri can be acquired by a non-Jew by Kesef, and Amma Yivriya can be acquired by Kesef. What we're missing is an Eved Ivri to Yisrael. How is he acquired by a peasant? Amakra, she says, if it was sold to you, your brother, in Ivri or Ivriya, but and he will work for you, Sheshanim. So in Devarim, right, the pasuk brings a different case of selling an Eved, which is that an Eved can be sold to you. When is an Eved sold to you? Right, that's when he's sold by Beis Din. Right, he's sold by Beis Din because of his chobot, because of his debts, he sold into Beis Din. So over there it says, Mekish Ivri, the Ivriya. And that pasuk says, Achicha Ivri, Ola Ivriya. There's a hekesh. So the juxtaposition of the two, Eved Ivri and Ivriya, teaches us that the application, whatever dinim applies to an Ivriya, will also apply to an Ivri. So now the Gemara says, wait, but that's still limited. Why? Because in Parshat Shoftim, when it discusses this case, that's Ashkechan Makrua Beis Din. That's a case when Beis Din sold him into being an Eved Ivri. Right? Since over there, what's the kula? The kula is that he can be sold against his will. When sold against his will, maybe that's why Kesef works to acquire him. The Mokra Atzmo Minola. Again, selling himself, where do we know that? Yolev Sakhir Sakhir. We have a Gzer Shava of Sakhir Sakhir. Where's that Gzer Shava? Because by Mokra Atzmo, when he sells himself, it says, that if your brother becomes poor at the end of Sefer Vayikra, when it talks about him selling himself in, first of all, it talks about selling himself to you. And then the other case, which we brought about, it talks about selling himself to an Ovi Kachavim. So by Ovi Kachavim, it explicitly says, by Kesef Miknato, right? It says the amount of money he pays. By selling him into another Jew, there is no Kesef Miknato, but we do have the word Sakhir. Because it says, Kasakhir Katashabiya Imacha, right? Imach, that he will be like a Sakhir with you. And when it says Machua based in, it also says, Kmishne Sakhir Sakhir. I read that there is a he worked for you double time. So the word Sakhir appears in both the case in Devarim, right, in Shoftim, and the case in Vayikra. So we have a Gzer Shava of Sakhir, Sakhir. So therefore, we have a Gzer Shava of Sakhir, Sakhir. So that which was worked by Beis Din will also work by a case where he sells himself in. Now the Gemara says, what? All right. So we got our solution now. We figured out how to buy an Eved Ivri with Kesef. Right? Either all these different people with different ways. So a Goy, it says because of Kesef Miknato. And I'm an Ivriya, because it says Vavdelo Niftata. So that we know from there. Machrua Beis Din, we know because they had the Hekesh of Eved Ivri and Ivriya. That himself, we have Exer Shav of Sakhir Sakhir. He sells himself in, then we have Sakhir Sakhir. So now, Gemara wants to know, Hanicha, the Manda Yel of Sakhir Sakhir. That's good if you learn this Exer Shav of Sakhir, Sakhir.
But by this, when you need the Hekesh, you just keep a shalacha. Well, there's no much more to be a shalacha.
The idea would be chazaka. Actually, it would be that you sold in by chazaka. The fact that you work in would be the acquiring. You know, we have that by Evikinani. Evikinani, right, can be acquired through chazaka, which is that he services you. He takes your shoes, he carries your towel after you to the bathhouse. But that would be the vehicle for you, imacher here, not kesef. All right, Ella, the manda loli alif, sachir, sachir. According to one who does not learn the Gzer Shav Sakhir, Michael and Mimar. What are you going to do? So Amar Kra, V'chita Sig, right? That the Pasuk says, V'chita Sig, in Sefer Vayikra, when it continues in the Parsha of selling the Eved Ivri, it says V'chita Sig, which is a Vav HaChibur. So it's connecting the case where he sells himself to a non-Jew to the case before, which is he sold himself to a Jew. So therefore, there's a connection between these two Parsha. Mosif Alinyan Rishon. It adds to the first case. We'll learn the upper case, meaning the first case is where he sells himself to a Jew, from the lower cases where he sells himself to a non-Jew. So that Baba Chibur teaches you, right? Well, just like when he sells himself to a non-Jew, Kesef works, so too when he sells himself to a Jew, also Kesef will work. Mantana. Alright, so now the Gemara goes into the sidebar. Mantana of the Olalev Sakhir Sakhir. Who's the one who doesn't learn? That's Zeir Shava. Hi Tana, who? It's this Tana. Titanyo. So a person who sells himself into slavery, a Jew, and Eved Ivri sells himself into slavery, he can sell himself in for 6 years or 10 years, whatever he wants, whatever they stipulate at the time he sells himself in. But a Beis Din sells him, he's only sold for 6 years. One who sells himself in cannot have his ear pierced to save the Yovel. The one who sells him, when he's sold by Beis Din, he can't have Nirtzah done. Sells himself in when he goes free, they don't give him the not a requirement to give him extra stuff when he leaves so that he can support himself, get himself going. Then you do give him that support. If he sells himself, his rabbo is not allowed to give him a shivcha knanit to produce children. As opposed to that, when Beis Din sells him in, he can't have that. Why is that? Because there are two parshiot of Eved Ivri. The parshiot of Eved Ivri by Machua Beis Din is found in Devarim, right? It's found in Shoftim. And there it says all of these requirements. It says when you're sold by Kimakalacha, right, Eved Ivri or Ivriya, And then it says over there, about Chashe Shanim, has the Parsha of Nirtzah, and has the Parsha of Hanukkah, are all found there by the Parsha of Hanukkah, that of Evi that's sold by Beis Din. So that's what this Tanakhama believes. The Tanakhama believes that that Parsha is unique to being sold by Beis Din, and will not have application by an Evi Ivi that sums them out. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Zevzeh, Inu Nimkar L'Sheish, doesn't matter if Beis Din sells them, doesn't matter if he sells himself, it's only for 6 years. Zevzeh Nirtzah, they both can extend their employment or their servitude by having the nirtzah be performed. They both, when they go free, you have to give them material possessions to get them on their feet. And both can be required or given a shifchananit by their master. My love, isn't this machlokus in the brisa? The Tanakhama sabar lo yalif sachir sachir. He doesn't learn the gzereshava of sachir sachir. And therefore, what's written uniquely by the parsha of Beis Din only applies to selling him by Beis Din. That which is not written in the Parsha Mishpatim doesn't apply where he sold himself, or where he sold himself will not have application. Therefore, anything that applies by Chua Beis Din also applies to Eved Ivri that's found at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Summer of Tavyumi Mishmein Devayin. No, the Kuli Amal Yolif Sachir Sachir. In that Parsha, everybody learns the Limud Gzer Shavu Sachir Sachir about the High Krak Amiflegate. They argue about this puzzle. So now the Gemara is going to continue. We'll get through maybe one or two of the Limudim. The Gemara continues always through all the way through tomorrow's Amud, which is that we're going to have to go through each item in the Brisa and show why the Tanakhama felt that it only applied by Machruah Beis Din and not to a regular Eved Ivri. He's going to have an exclusionary puzzle in each of these cases, and we're going to explain why Rabbi Lezer did not, Rabbi Lezer did not accept those. Alright, did not accept those exclusions. Okay, my time under Tanakhama. That's the reason the Tanakhama is done more, Mokar Asmo, Nimkala Shesh, Vyatar Al Shesh. That if he sells himself, he can be sold for 6 years or more than 6 years. Miyat Rachmano, there's a miyot, Gabay Machrua Beis Din. By the case where Beis Din sells him, there's a miyot. It says, Vavadcha Sheshanim. Zeh Velo Mokar Asmo. It says, he will work for you 6 years. He, meaning the one who sold by Beis Din, but not the one who sells himself. The Idach and Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer, depending on the gear seer, right? Vavadcha means for you and not the inheritor. So that is a little tricky. Lodi Yoresh means that his inheritor does not, he doesn't continue to work for the inheritor. That is not true in general. He does work for the son of the master, but if the master does not have a son, and there's either only a daughter or a brother that inherits, in that case he will not be Yoresh, meaning that the Yoreshim will not take him in as an Eved Ivri will not continue. So the Lodi Yoresh is not generally what we think of a Yoresh as anybody who inherits him, but certain Yoreshim will not be able to take him on, have the Eved Ivri continue, because the son steps in place of the father. There, that does work for Eved Ivri to continue his work, but not if the daughter or the brother does it. Vidach, Vavdecha, Achrein Aktiv. There's an additional Vavdecha, right, in the Pasuk, which it says, Kimishnes Achasachir Avdecha. That Avdecha, we have two Avdechas in the Pasuk. One Avdecha comes to teach you, right, that he works for 6 years and not if he sells himself in. The other Abdul Qal comes to teach you that he works for this master and not his Yoresh, not his inheritor. Now the Idach. So what does the Rabbi Elazar do with that? Well, Abdul Qal, the extra one. How the Hartzat Adon Hu Da'ato? That comes to teach you about the Hartzat Adon, telling the Adon, it shouldn't be difficult for you to give him possessions, material possessions, give him to when he goes free. Don't just free him, but give him stuff to get himself on his feet. And it says to him that the apostle is telling him, why shouldn't you worry about this? Because he worked double time for you while he was still your slave. It says that, right? That's describing why the Adon, it's not describing what the din of the evidence, it's describing what the Adon should do. So my damage is a kind of Ramadan Moku. So that's right. That's the end of that limud. Next one. My time at the Tanakhama, the Amar Mokratz Moinu Nirtza. How does he know that when he sells himself in that there is no right Nirtza? There's no piercing of the ear, so he can stay beyond that period of time. But the main Machmani got Machua Beis Din because by Machua Beis Din in. Right, it says Vetza Adonav Et Ozno. Okay, so Machua Beis Din says that his master will pierce his ear. Mertei has no shalo, velo, ozneu, shamukher atzmo. Right, so that when his master pierces his ear, right, that, but not the ozneu, shamukher atzmo. There's no someone who sells himself, which is found in Parshat Vayikra. So it says, V'idach, tell the Gezer Shavu that. Rav Elezer says, no, that's not available for your drasha. I need the widow's no for Gezer Shavu. What is that Gezer Shavu? The Tanya, Rav Elezer, Omer, Minayin, the Ritzia, Shiva, Ozin, Yamanit. How do you know when you do Nirza on the Eved that it's done on his right ear? Because it says, Nemarkan Ozin, by a Eved, Ivri, it says, Ratsa Adunavet was no. And by a Yitzora Ani, and when it talks about a Mitzora who is a poor Mitzora, also says the word Ozen. Malahalan Yamid explicitly says that the Pasuk by Mitzora Ozen Oznoa Yamanit, that is right ear. Afkan Yamino, so over here we have the right ear. And as Rashi points out, the Pasha Mitzora Ani is all extraneous because the Pasha of Mitzora Ashir is already written, and then repeats the entire process by Mitzora Ani. The fact that it repeats it, all that repetition is extraneous. And we have drashos for all the extra words that are found there. So one of the words is Ozen Yamanit. That Ozen comes to teach you by an Ebony Breed that the Ozen is the right ear. Vidach, Imkein Lamarka Ozen. And the Pasuk just said, Benitzah, right, Ratzah Dunavet Ozen, right, so my Ozno. Why does the word Ozno come to teach you? That so if Ozen, Ozno, so one then teaches you that it has to be the right ear, the second one comes to teach you that only when Basin sells them do you have Nirtzah. So when it says, Vidach, how many Bele Ozno, Velo Ozno? No, that we need to teach you that only an Eved Ivri can be extended through Nirtzah, but an Ama Ivriyah cannot be extended through Nirtzah. That only your Nirtzah applies to Ozno, the male, and not Ozna, to the female. Vidach Nafkalei, the other part of the Tanakhama learns that out that Munmi Im Yomara Eved, Ha'Eved V'lo Ama. But it says, if the Eved says, I want to stay on, and good times have been good for me, I want to stay on. So it's only when the Eved says it, but not the Ama. Vidach Mibaylei At Yomar, Kishu Eved. It's only when he says it, when he's still an Eved, does it apply. I mean, once he's free, he cannot then rejoin this master with the Nirtzah. So when it says, Mi'idach Mi'Eved Ha'Eved Nafkalei, it out from Eved Ha'Eved, Vidach Eved Ha'Eved Lo Doris. Rabbi Elazar does not agree to learn Eved Ha'Eved. So now if we go back through that right quickly, what are the drushes that the Tanakhama learns? The Tanakhama is the word Ozno, right? And it's Ha'Adunav, it's Ozno. So you have the first word Ozen. Ozen teaches me that it has to be Ozen Yamanit, his right ear according to the Tanakhama. Ozno comes to teach me that only Machru based in and not when he's makru atzmo, as the Tanakhama learns. Then the Tanakhama learns out, im yomar ha'eved, that if the eved tells you that he wants to stay on, so only an eved can tell you to stay on, and not a ama ivriya. And the word eved ha'eved comes to teach you that not only, right, that an eved can say it, only when he is still an eved can he ask to stay on. Once he's been freed, he can't ask to stay on afterwards. So that's the Tanakhama's limud. From the Lezer, right, the limud is like this. Ozno comes to teach me the gzeirah shava with a mitzvah, Ozen, Ozno. So that teaches me the Gzeirah Shavah too. Yimanit, that it has to be the right ear. And then Ozno, right? He doesn't teaches him that an Ozno, but no Ozna. That's the Eved Ivri can have Nirtzah, but not then Ama Ivriya. And Mi'im Ha'Eved, when it comes to teach you that only when the Eved says it when he's still an Eved, is it good. What about Ha'Eved? He doesn't darshan Eved Ha'Eved. So that's Rabbi Elazar's side. Alright, tomorrow we'll continue in the Gemara the additional mutim of the Tanakhama.